Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Marx.
Good afternoon, Brother Zamba. How are you this afternoon?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
By God's grace, I'm doing very well. I always say it is well with my soul.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Great to hear that, man. I hope that your day has been well spent, eh?
Yes, it has. God has opened doors, things that we needed to do for the arranging of the funeral.
So, oh, yeah?
Yes, everything is on track by the grace of God.
Lovely. Great to hear that, Pastor. Now, we continuing to talk about the power of community prayer. And I was actually telling the listeners earlier that, man, power stuff that we've been getting on this particular segment this week. And so if you're joining us for the first time and you have not had time to actually listen to this segment, please stay put. Don't change the dial, because you're about to miss something big if you go away. Now, the early church understood the concept of communal prayer deeply. They didn't just pray individually. They prayed together. It was a vital part of their fellowship. They understood that when believers come together in prayer, something powerful happens. Now, when we pray with others, we experience a deep sense of connection, not only with God, but also with each other. Now, prayer in community is more than just a spiritual exercise. It's an opportunity to bear one another's burdens and to invite God in our shared lives. Now, Pastor, why do we pray together? Is it perhaps for comfort? Is it for guidance? A shared sense of faith? Exactly why?
Yeah, Brother Zama, we pray together, yes, for comfort, you know, for guidance and a shared sense of faith. But also it is for a deeper connection, you know, emotional resilience and spiritual discipline. You see, different people emphasize different reasons depending on their beliefs and cultures and personal experiences. So, for instance, when we are a community, we have time to show God gratitude as a community. And how do we do that? Through celebrations, you know, things like when we are getting married or when we are having a community event. All those events show and teaches us gratitude, because a lot of the times it's easy to always ask God for things, but it's awesome to come together again as a community and thank Him and, you know, show gratitude and making sure that everyone is connected to God as well. And I think another thing that I thought about is accountability and encouragement. You know, it helps us to stay consistent, because sometimes when you are by yourself, you may forget, you know, to pray, you may forget to be in touch with God. But when we are all together, we will then, you know, keep each other accountable to say, hey, let us all pray. Let's bow our heads in prayer, and we encourage each other. So, yes, it is a myriad of reasons. But I think comfort is also quite important, Brother Zama, because you see, some people are bereaved, some people are going through a tough time. So when we come together communally, it helps to encourage the next person.
Lovely. I love that. You know, as you are talking, I'm thinking, because perhaps it's the area that I live in, but I've not seen those whole night prayer, activities where children of God would say, this Saturday evening, we are going to be meeting for prayer starting at 9 p.m. and we're going to be parting ways perhaps at 4 or 5 or 6 a.m. But we'd have breakfast and go to our homes. But those kind of prayers, man, I remember those communal prayers. Maybe it's crime or what, I don't know. But yeah, but they're not happening anymore.
Yeah, actually, we should revive those, Brother Zama. They're actually very important. Isn't it COVID, you know, altered our way of doing things?
Yes.
But I do believe that we actually can go back to how we used to do things, you know, how we used to connect with each other. And I think we are just comfortable also with when it comes to tech. Because, I mean, there's a morning prayer, I think it's at 4 o'clock in the morning, where we just into Zoom. But I think that's also fine, because at least we are connecting, we are praying as a group. So rather than not meeting at all, let's then at least meet on Zoom to say, let's pray together and, you know, worship together as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's very important. It's very, very important.
True. Now, Muruti, what are the specific advantages of praying with others when we compare that to individual prayer?
Yeah, those are actually very important, Brother Zama, because it gives a thing of mutual reinforcement, you know, because now all of us are in agreement that we are going to be praying for something specific. It helps us to connect, and we are in mutual reinforcement, and it also strengthens the group dynamic. So when we come together, we are strengthened, all of us now, we are strengthened. Each person will come with their burdens, and we put all the burdens down, mm-hmm. and we will then be able to grow. You know, I visited a church, Davidsonville Church, some years ago, maybe 10 years ago, if mm-hmm. not more. Mm. And the fellowship there was so surreal.
Wow.
Actually, in my view, I felt that it was so authentic, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that it helps us when we come together, like you are saying, to mm-hmm. for us to be authentic.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm mentioning it is because we were able to actually confess our sins to each mm-hmm. other. Mm-hmm. We went that far. We were so fragile with each other. Mm-hmm. We were so intimate spiritually. And we cried, you know, mm-hmm. we had a moment where we cried. And we prayed, and we asked God for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most amazing thing for me is that whatever we shared there, mm-hmm. and it was the whole church, mm-hmm. whatever mm-hmm. we shared there, we didn't hear it any other place.
Yeah.
And I think that is, if we were authentic and genuine, we should be able to hold spaces for each other mm-hmm. as a group mm-hmm. and not gossip later on, you know?
True.
I think that is very, very important.
I love that. You know, as you're painting a picture of that experience, it reminds me of the upper room experience in Acts chapter 2. My goodness. My goodness. Now, beautiful stuff, Murut. Now, how does one's individual life prayer contribute to the overall group experience? So we come together, we are a faith community, and we are praying together. How is that one individual prayer life contributing to that group experience?
Yeah. You know what? Spiritual depth and authenticity. I love the word authenticity. You'll hear me use it quite a number of times
mm-hmm.
because I do believe that, you know, we need to come to God with genuineness. And I think this will allow for us to have a spiritual depth with God, where we hear more about the wonders of God, where we'll testify on what God has done. For us, when we are hearing other people's testimonies, we'll remember that God will do those things for us as well. And I think it also gives a contribution of insight and perspective. You know, there's a story about a lady who used to look through to the window and mm. saw that the neighbor's clothes were dirty. And she kept on saying, why is she hanging the clothes when they are dirty on the line?
Mm.
You know, and it's not up until the husband actually cleaned those glasses and the windows that she realized that no, her perspective was the problem, not the neighbor's clothes.
Yeah,
so I believe that when we come together, we will clean each other's glasses and windows so that we see God in a better light, to see the love of God, to experience the love of God. And that will give us unique experiences with God as well.
Mm.
And it will just, you know, overall strengthen the group dynamic. You know, all of us will know that there wouldn't be anybody here who's going through something that we don't know about, and they're dying alone, and they think they're by themselves. So it will also strengthen us to come together and make sure that we carry each other's burdens. And I think that is why Jesus was saying to Peter, feed my lambs. It's because Jesus understood that there'll be some who are not fed, you know? So it is up to each and every one of us, Brother Zama, to make sure that each and every one of us is fed and is well and is moving on about in life through the grace of God.
Mm, beautiful stuff. Now, as a pastor, you've been around for a while. You've been traversing the faith communities, and you've even shared some experiences. In your view, how often should believers engaged in community prayer as a recommendation?
You know, I actually love, Brother Zama, the example you gave earlier, the early church example. We find that in Acts chapter 2, and it says that the first Christians, they met daily for prayer and teaching and fellowship. So if it were possible, I think we experience this when we are going camping, where we are going, you know, those events where we are just there for the whole 2 weeks or even 3 weeks and we are hearing the word of God every day. You know how revived we become. Because we have to work, because we have other activities that we have to do, it's better that we shorten. Because I mean, if we look from Sabbath to Sabbath, it's actually quite a number of days that we won't see each other.
True.
So things like cell groups, where we meet maybe on a Wednesday, we make sure that we just put everything aside and for an hour we come together on a Wednesday. I think those are the things that help. But if it were possible, if it were according to me, Pastor Max, I'd say we should have church every single day so that we don't have time to be absorbed in social media. We don't have time to be absorbed in everything else out there, that we fix our eyes and our minds on heaven. And we are just revived, and we revive each other every time. So there's no specific timetable, I might say, but cell groups are a nice way to bridge the gap. But if it were possible, let's meet every day.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. I think it's possible because I can almost hear someone listening and say, "Oh, every day we're going to have that time." We sacrifice the time. Are you correct? But the time that we spend on television, social media, or maybe catching up with friends, we could steal some out of the time and say, "No, I'm still in this for God," because I've got to make sure, you know, you steal time for yourself when you say, "No, man, I just want to maybe sleep extra hours." Still a little bit of that, but still here and there, and combine, you're going to have to get that time. Oh, thank you for that, Pastor. Now, how can community prayer foster a stronger sense of belonging and a connection within a group? I think you touched on this in passing earlier.
Yes, I did. The fact that vulnerability, you know, I must trust you, brothers. If I share something with you, that you won't tell the next person.
Yes.
Instead, you talk to God about it, you know, and just unity of purpose and prayer, where we align our common values and our goals and our hopes together. And I do believe that as a church, we have that, where we know that we are looking forward to the blessed hope of Jesus coming, where we are reminding each other every day that, you know, resurrection is promised. Even if we lose loved ones along the way, but resurrection is promised. And just reinforcing identity and belonging. And this one, I want to emphasize it because I think growing up, and I'm going to be also just vulnerable at this time. Growing up, I never felt that I belonged anywhere, you know. You know, the preachers of the day, they would hammer, especially us young girls, "Yeah, you must stay a virgin before you are married." And, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, but what about the boys, you know? So I felt because I was violated when I was 9 years old.
Oh, man.
I never really felt, in fact, for me, church was a place where I went there to be hurt in a way, because they were always, I'm saying every other Sabbath, it was just that same message. And I thought, okay, but what about me? You know, I didn't ask for this. So where do I fit in? And I think that is what God is calling us to do, to be sensitive, even when we preach, to be sensitive to other people, but to make sure that we meet people where they are, you know, so that people don't feel lost. That, okay, where do I belong? And I think that is the main reason why the young people are leaving church. It's like they don't have a tribe, something that caters for them so that they can be vulnerable and genuine and say, these are our problems. Is the church able to help us? You see? So, yes, that is very, very important for a sense of belonging and inclusivity. Include everyone. And then, you know, you teach people from there.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, it's been a fantastic one, man. Thank you so, so much for joining us. And we are hoping that tomorrow will be another good day. Blessings to you and all of the best for the rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Brother Zama. God bless and God.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.